what it is it's an effort by Hollywood and your internet service providers to kind of come up with a uniform way to address piracy. And if you're not engaging in widespread piracy, you probably don't need to be worried about it. But if you do get a notice from any one of these guys, you probably need to pay attention.
All right. Now, as I understand it, they'll give you six chances, and then they do what?
Then the internet service providers, your Comcast and your Time Warner Cable type people, have the right to take what they're calling corrective measures. And that can be anything from just slowing you down, called throttling, or it can mean they don't allow you to access certain sites. They have reserved the right to completely cut you off as well.
It's supposed to be an educational tool more than necessarily a punishment way of doing things?
Yeah, that's right. The first couple strikes are supposed to be the educational part. Your first notice is supposed to be, hey, you've downloaded something illegally. We thought you should know about it, and here's some information about what's illegal and what's not.
Downloading, uploading, who does this affect?
It really only affects if you're doing stuff on peer-to-peer networks. If you're going to Hulu or Netflix or watching something on YouTube, you have nothing to worry about. This kind of goes to the old Napster that everybody used to use before the radio industry cracked down on them and would file lawsuits against grandmothers who had no idea this was going on. This is what they're trying to address, and they're trying to do that to prevent those types of lawsuits that have sort of been a black eye to the radio and the music industry.
Are they just going after the easy targets? Because, I mean, the really good ones are sending me emails that make it look like it's from my bank. I mean, so they can hide.
Yeah, that's one of the criticisms of this is because there are ways to mask. If I really want to download something illegally, I can basically mask where I'm coming from, and I can go download some materials and share materials online violating copyrights. And so for the sophisticated, heavy copyright infringers, this really isn't going to stop them.
All right. Now this is a big deal, though, and we need to pay attention because this involves the film and recording industry and the five major internet service providers.
Right, and you know, in a town like Dallas, you've got some options, but there are other places where you may only have one option as your internet service provider, and if they have the right to cut you off or really slow you down to make it difficult, you better pay attention. And even though they've got this six strikes place and deal, they can still always sue you if you're a heavy abuser or if you ignore them.